you heard about TFT, went through with EFT. We haven't spoken yet, Penny, about NPA, non-personal awareness, as far as I'm aware.
NPA is a very new technique. I tend to use it with tapping. As with anything, I work with it. I see what it can do. And the way that it worked for me was, the way that it was explained to me was like this. If you imagine that you're a house, divine wind comes along and it blows open all the doors and windows in your house, and it blows out what needs to leave and it blows in what needs to come in. Okay, so when I use NPA, an NPA is simply some words that you say. It's very, very quick. When I use it, it's important to know, because the setup itself is very powerful, so you need to be in the right area. Now, again, you can't get it wrong. It's like with EFT, you can't get it wrong. But the more you know what you're doing, the more powerful it is, obviously. Mm-hmm. So with NPA, it's simply a case of, and it could be anything. Say somebody wants to publish a book, and it's not happening. Okay? You'd work with this, having my book published. Or this, my book published. And then you'd work through, and there's only about 6 or 7 lines that we worked through. You were talking about walking in treacle, because I could show you what it is quickly now.
Yeah, sure.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
Because it's very simple. But what I request that people do is go to, you know, what are you not experiencing that you would like to experience? It's that. So how about you, Carl?
And is this something people can consider right now and do this along with us right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
this
brilliant.
Take
about
a minute.
Okay, so the invitation is there, everybody. Sorry, what was that question exactly again?
Well, what are you not experiencing? What are you not experiencing that you would like to experience?
Okay, well, for me today, I mean, I got up really early because I felt like I had a mountain of things that I had to do. And I've had this sense all day of a slight of having, like, dragging around a ball and chain or walking through treacle. So I would like to be more aerodynamic.
Aerodynamic.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, lighter, fleeter of foot.
So we could work with aerodynamism, or we could work with ease.
Let's work with ease. I like the sound of ease.
Yeah, that sounds good, doesn't it?
Okay, yeah.
So what you do is say these words after me, and when we finish, just take a moment to notice how you feel. Now, usually I have people tapping with this as well, remember. Some people are going to feel nothing right now, and that doesn't matter because it's gone in, okay, and it will show itself. So this ease, so just repeat after me. This ease.
This ease, yeah.
This energy of ease.
This energy of ease.
This pure energy of ease.
This pure energy of ease.
Is not personal.
Is not personal.
This pure energy of ease.
This pure energy of ease.
Is not personal.
Is not personal.
This pure energy of ease.
This pure energy of ease.
Is not personal.
Is not personal.
And I.
And I.
Am willing to experience it.
I'm willing to experience it.
And notice what happened.
Yeah. Shall I tell you now?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I had the feeling I get in meditation. It's so interesting, actually, because there is this sort of connection that we have and phenomenon called the barefoot glow because of all these lovely people that we have listening and in the chat room. And Shannon has joined us from Texas. Good afternoon to you, Shannon. Great to have your company. Well, Samantha began the discussion. It's knowing how to quiet the mind. Meditation helps with the inner chatterbox. And Shannon, Angela is saying meditation is great. Now, that's the feeling, to come back to your question. That's what I felt. When I meditate, I feel like layers are coming off me and like my energy rises. Yeah, I straighten up and yeah. I feel a flow in my body. That's exactly what I felt going through the lines that you gave me there. Just, you know, shedding skin, just lightening up, literally.
Yeah. Excellent. Now, for some people, you see, some people I'd say, well, do a 30-day program, or, you know, I often have people tapping with it because I find that it really helps it as well. But it's a good little technique, isn't it?
Absolutely brilliant, and so quick. Now, you strike me as somebody who... Yeah, you like quick work, is that right? Because I've still got an image of you almost beginning to whistle and tapping your foot whilst you were doing Reiki years ago, thinking, my goodness, this is a slow old process. And you discovered EFT, and now you've discovered NPA, where the results are quick. And there's no reason. I suppose it's just the human mind that thinks that it should take a while, and these lovely therapies that you deal with are showing that it doesn't have to take a long time. That our freedom is imminent in, you know, IMMANENT. It's there all the time if we could just make the connection. And these lovely therapies that you deal with help us make the connection very quickly. Wonderful.